This is Think Smart with TMFG, your weekly podcast of what's newsworthy and relevant to everyday Canadians, with your host, Senior Financial Advisor Rob McClelland and Mike Conan of Asante Capital Management. Today on Think Smart with TMFG, Mike and I are going to discuss 10 critical things to stop doing in retirement.
It's like a Letterman top 10 list, isn't it?
It is. Mike, I was away on a vacation with my wife recently. We were staying at a really nice resort in the Dominican Republic. And every morning at 9 o'clock, we had a yoga instructor. And this yoga instructor was really wonderful. I thought he was probably in his 30s. My wife said he was probably in his 50s. He looked like The Rock, except he was so flexible, it was ridiculous. But he talked about something that really struck with me. He talked about your body. And he said, your body is where you live. And it's the only thing that you have to live in. And are you treating your body properly? And what are you putting in your body? And is your body a mess? And I thought of, you know, we do a pretty good job. We have a house and a cottage, and we make sure those always look great, whether it's just us who's there or we're entertaining. And we don't allow bad things to get into our house and our cottage. And yet I'm always putting bad things in my body. So it's the only house I have to live in for the rest of my life. So I thought, you know, it might be helpful to review some of these things that retirees and seniors need to stop doing. So number one, ignoring your health. At a certain point, if you keep ignoring your health is going to start knocking on you in the head and telling you, you can't ignore me any longer. So how do you do that? Number one, you've got to prioritize regular checkups and maintain a healthy lifestyle. And so whether that's regular checkups, at least once a year, you need an annual physical with your doctor. And whether you have it with a private doctor or whether you go to, you know, a doctor like a place like Medcan or Cleveland Clinic, you need to get a basis for where you stand, what's working, what's not, what areas should you be concerned about before things start to happen.
I've used the private Cleveland Clinic and Medcan. I think they're similar in what they do, but I've used it before. The convenience of it is well worth the money you have to spend. Rather than waiting in line on our systems to get things done, you're in there for one day and they do every test available. So I find it's well worth the cost.
Next one up in the health department is dental visits. Yeah, your mouth is where you put the food in. And if your teeth are falling apart, that's not a good thing. You're really going to struggle in that. And there's huge costs that aren't necessarily covered if you don't look after it. So you're better just to go for a regular maintenance check to keep all of that in line.
I was reading an article at one time, someone went into a retirement home and said the biggest regret, and most of them were losing their teeth. And I guess one of the main things you always love in life is food. Like no matter what happens, no matter how old you get, food still tastes good. But they said once you're in an area where you have false teeth, it says it's different. They said you can't bite into a steak anymore. And they said that was their biggest regrets that they would have done, that they would have taken care of their teeth so they could enjoy food all through their life.
No one likes going to the dentist, but it's kind of one of those things you have to do to maintain that health. So enough on health. Next thing you've got to stop doing is overspending. Now, it's been interesting that I say that because in the last month, I've had lots of clients reach out for $10,000 or $20,000 from their investments. And almost in all cases, it's for trips. And I've been the one who's pushing them to be traveling. I said, you only got so many years left to go, you better go. So I'm glad to see that. So what I mean by overspending is, you know roughly what you can spend every year, every month. And it's fine to be a couple $1,000s over every month or even $10,000 over in a year. But if you're over $10,000 or $20,000 over budget for 5 years in a row, you're going to run into problems.
And this is the yeah, but clients. Every time you say this is your thing, yeah, but this year, this happened. Yeah, but this year, that happened. And it happens all the time. And what happens is no one wants to add it to their regular expenses to see if the plan still works. They just keep it as a one-time exception. But when that one-time exception happens 3 years in a row, it's no longer a one-time exception.
Number three is neglecting social connections. When you're working, it's easier to keep social connections. You've got the connections through work. You've often got friends and so on that you're talking about, work with. You've got a broader range. You've got your kid. If you have kids, you've got their parents as friends. So you have a bigger social thing. As you get older, it's easy to start to close that down. I had the advantage of going through cancer back in 2012, 2013. And I remember as I'm lying there, and you know, you don't know whether it's your deathbed or not, but lying there and seeing the people that came to visit me, the people that kept that social connection going for me. And I'll never forget them for coming down, coming to see me. I was so looking forward to seeing my sisters drop in to visit me. I can't even describe it. And yet it's so easy to get away from that and to forget making the phone calls and staying in touch. Next, what's next, Mike? What are one of the other things people need to stop doing in retirement?
People sometimes give up when they retire. They figure they can just not do anything. They figure retirement is the last day I have to work. I'm just going to do my last day at work and just going to go and sit and watch Netflix. It doesn't work. You know, you got to incorporate regular physical activity into your routines, but just to keep your health up, your longevity, right? You need to walk. You need to get either a home gym or some type of fitness club. You need some type of activity. And that's the physical side, but you need to have things to keep your mind going too. You know, you need groups that share similar interests. We all have our own things. You know, I'm musical, so I probably have like 20 friends in music, but it keeps my mind going. It keeps me active. If I don't have something to do at night, I have someone I can give a call. And rather than sit home and watching the TV, I have things I can go do.
Next up on the list of things to stop doing, number five, is worrying excessively about your finances. If you're working with a good financial advisor, they're going to develop a plan for you and they're going to make sure you stick to that plan. If you're trying to do it on your own, you're putting a lot of unnecessary stress on yourself and maybe your spouse or partner. Or if it's just you, you're putting stress on yourself because there's so much going on in today's world. It's hard to stick to the plan.
We had a great discovery a bunch of years ago. We have something in here called Client Advisory Board. We take about 8 or 10 clients and they change up every year. And we get feedback on business, just how people are feeling. And one time we started to ask the question about retirement. And we never realized there was this much resistance to retiring. People are afraid to retire. And they're afraid of not getting a paycheck anymore. The idea of taking money out of their investments rather than putting money into investments is a really hard pill for them to swallow. So that's where you need to actually get someone to have the financial plan, understand it works, and to trust it. And that's the key, is to trust it. And a lot of people don't trust that financial plan, and they go home and they age because they worry about running out of money when there's no point in it.
Next up is overcommitting yourself. It's easy in retirement when you've got an open schedule to overcommit, overcommitting to volunteer, overcommitting to helping the kids. I have clients who can't travel because they're looking after their grandchildren and they're divided on it. One spouse wants to travel, the other spouse wants to stay looking after the grandkids. In some cases, I think their children are taking advantage of it. And at the end of the day, what's happening is they're not enjoying their retirement as much. They're overcommitted and they don't know how to get out of it. What's up next, Mike?
Neglecting hobbies and interests. You just need to do things to keep yourself active. You know, I have other clients and we love woodworking, but things like that. It's stuff that you can go and you can do that keeps your mind busy. And you need to do things like that. You need a list of things that you can enjoy by yourself and also enjoy with other people.
It's interesting when you look at the body, the human body. As you age, you're fighting against something. There's a strong wind coming against you, and that's called aging. And the only way to fight against that wind, to keep pushing forward, is to be able to put up some resistance. And that comes through walking, and maybe you got a couple of 10-pound weights at home, and that helps you stay a little stronger. The same with your brain. Your brain is deteriorating over time, and the more you can keep that brain active, the more it can fight against aging. Number eight, Mike, you and I have talked about this in a couple of podcasts, holding on to unnecessary possessions.
Yep.
How many times have we had clients who have died and they have a garage full of junk, a house full of junk, a cottage full of junk that they didn't know what to do with? And the reality is that they've just gone and taken it to Goodwill or somewhere or Value Village.
Yeah.
It would be out of their life and they wouldn't even remember that they had it.
Yeah. I have in my loft above my garage, I have teapots. I have 50 teapots from my mom. I really don't care. And I feel so guilty. I would never use them. They'd never be displayed. I'm no use to ever put a teapot out. I have this guilt. Now this guilt from my mom has been passed on to me to hold on to these stupid teapots forever.
But don't you think someone would love to have those teapots and would display them?
Absolutely. So they should be going somewhere else.
Right?
Yep.
So declutter regularly and, you know, start small. Start with the cupboard. Start with the drawer. Take your drawer where you put all the junk in. And, you know, I look at the medical cupboard. Go in and just clean it. You'll feel so much better doing that. Just even one small step at a time. And that will lead you to do another cupboard. And before you know it, you've gotten rid of half your stuff.
My medical kit looks like it's from the Civil War. It's a steel box. It still had smelling salts inside of it.
So a couple of things there. Nobody wants your stuff is the reality. Don't try. You can try and sell some of the good stuff on Facebook Marketplace. You may get 10 cents on the dollar. It's pretty good. I had an example of something that was interesting. When we rebuilt our cottage, we had this really nice bunk bed. But, you know, we knew grandkids weren't coming for quite a while. And at least the size that they could use the bunk bed. So I offered it to one of the maintenance workers who was involved in the building. He was so excited. He brought it home. He built it for his son. And he sent me a picture of his son up reading a book in the top bunk.
Yeah.
And it still sticks with me today is how important it is to someone else can use that stuff. What's next, Mike?
Mental health. You got to take care of your mental health. Prioritize self-care and seek support if you're struggling emotionally. You know, I've always been a very big proponent of people seeing people and help them along. A therapist, I always think, have been a good thing. You know, we get put on this thing, therapist or some type of weakness. Seeing a therapist is probably one of the greatest things you can do. Have someone who doesn't have vested interest in your life give you a view on how you're doing. Because it's very difficult to ask your spouse, your family about things because they're afraid of hurting your feelings. A therapist is looking out for your own good. So sometimes if you're struggling in any areas with retirement, it's a very good time to seek that help.
Number 10, putting off estate planning. At some point, you're going to die. We all face the same thing. We just don't know when. Could be sooner, could be later. Make sure you've got a proper estate plan. You owe it to your heirs, your family members to make sure everything is in order and seamless. So that's number 10, get it done. I also came up with some bonus things. I thought you might appreciate this, Mike, because you're the cheaper one of the group. I came up with a few things where I thought you should stop being so cheap. Number one, shoveling your own snow. My chiropractor says you can either shovel your own snow and come see me every week, or you can have someone shovel your snow and come see me every month. So it's really your choice. What's next, Mike?
Cutting your own grass.
Okay.
But I do cut my grass, admittedly. It's my exercise program.
Okay. Do you do it every week?
Probably do it every week.
Okay. Yeah. Probably.
Probably, most likely.
Okay. I know some people like cutting their own grass.
Yeah.
But it's work. It's dirty work. It's probably not the healthiest work, depending on the type of mower you have. If you've got a gas mower and you're walking behind the gas mower, if you get an electric mower, I don't know, the cord's never long enough. It's always coming unplugged. If you've got a real electric one where you can charge it, yeah, maybe it only does 3/4 of a lawn before it runs out of power, then you need two of them. It's no different than the blower. Next up is picking stocks for your portfolio. Just stop it. You're not good at it. No one's really good at it.
We've yet to meet the person that's good at it. Even the people we thought were good at it turned out not to be good at it. They were good at it for a year. And then all of a sudden, we kept on saying, wow, this person's got to figure it out. Next year, gone.
I remember we used to have some people that were for 5 years. This guy's really good at it. And then suddenly, for the next 5 years, he was horrible at it.
Yeah.
No names mentioned.
Yeah, no names mentioned, but their returns always end up back at the norm.
Stop doing your own taxes. I still have a couple of clients in their 70s and 80s who are doing... who keep doing their own taxes and they keep running into tax problems and they don't realize that they're the problem. Embrace technology. You need to stay connected. You need to have a cell phone. The world is changing. Don't, because it may seem like an easy decision now to not stay connected, but you're going to pay the price for it as you continue to age.
Yep.
You'll become disconnected from the world. Explore new destinations, cultures, so that you have, you know, while you have the freedom to do that. And don't put off your travel plans. As I said, it made me happy to have see clients reaching out almost every day for money to book a trip.
Always remember, you need two healthy bodies to travel, not one.
That brings us to the end of another week. Thank you for joining us. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, reminding you to subscribe so that you can have your best retirement ever. If you subscribe, that podcast will be delivered every week to you. You'll know which ones you've listened to, which ones you haven't. It's so easy to do, and we would certainly appreciate it.
You've been listening to the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and the Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources. However, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the previous information, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances. The opinions expressed are those of the authors and not necessarily those of Asante Capital Management Limited.